The following sermon was preached at Selma Community Church, a church in Jefferson City that exists to build communities of transformed disciples who live for the glory of God by connecting people to Christ and community. For more information, you can find it at www.somajc.org.
Peace be with you. How y'all doing? Don't worry about him. He's good. I like hearing the voices. Oh, my man, Nathan. Let's talk a little bit. Before we get into anything, I wrote some thoughts down this morning that I want you guys to hear. Raise your hand if you've heard about Charlottesville and everything that went on in Charlottesville. Okay, so some of us didn't hear about it. Some of us heard about it late last night. But I just wanted to, I wrote some thoughts down this morning that I wanted to read, get on record, and I'll probably cut it and put it out there pretty quickly. But if you don't know, Charlottesville is where the University of Virginia is, and that's where they decided to take down the Confederate monument, and protest and counter-protest turned violent, and people end up dying yesterday, and it's been very, very ridiculous. You can go on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, just type in Charlottesville in the search engine. You'll see reports from all sides, all types of people having all kinds of questions, so I would recommend you do that, okay? But I want to just read what I wrote down, because these are thoughts that I tried to kind of get in a coherent idea. And you guys, I'll publish it later on so you guys can read it for yourself. But it says this, family. As you're probably aware, white nationalist groups converged on Charlottesville carrying torches, guns, Nazi, and Confederate flags. Violence has erupted, and at least one person, actually as of this morning, three persons were confirmed dead. As followers of Jesus Christ, we cannot stay silent. When we or sisters and brothers made in God's image are debased or intimidated in this way. An ideology of racial hatred is now unmasked and overt. And as a part of the church, it is our job to stand against systematic, interpersonal, and spiritual ways. Listen, we can't just pray. Today, I'm calling on our spiritual family to begin praying. But we want to encourage everyone to stop whatever they're doing, wherever you are, and stand in solidarity with your brothers and sisters. Pray that in this country, that this nationalism and this evil that affects will be rooted out in our societies, our hearts, and our minds, and those that hold to it. Pray that those who have committed the hate crimes would be held accountable for their actions. Pray that God would encourage and empower us as Christ followers and those in Charlottesville right now and around the country who have been traumatized by these crimes and the speech that was gone on over this last weekend. The violence and the hatred of Charlottesville is all around the country would cease and people would be protected from harm if we actually believe and follow the gospel. Pray that God would strengthen the church to have both the character and the creativity and the courage to respond in justice and in peace during a crucial moment of our nation's history, and that the world will see that Jesus and his kingdom are really like through us working together. Pray that God would make a way clearer and clearer for his church to join in unity as an embodiment of power for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen, we have work to do. And we love for you just to pray, but we also know that there's other things that need to be done. We must treat racism in our hearts, in all of our hearts, as a sin. And call it for what it is in the church. It's not a social issue that shouldn't be discussed from up here on stage or the pulpit or the pews. Therefore, we have to make sure that we are disciplined enough to think about race in a biblical way and oppose it. For anybody who has a problem with race, read Revelation 7. You'll get over it very quickly because heaven, all tribes, tongues, and nations are there. Showing private support for the people of color in this thing, or private support for law enforcement officials, but never risking anything publicly or within your family or your friends is not enough. It can't be private anymore. As believers in Christ, we have to lead on this issue. We're the only ones with a solution. We're literally the only ones with a solution. So many times I find out in our world that people think that racism or white supremacy or negatively affect just people of color. But listen, I find more and more that it hurts my white brothers and sisters also. And that we lie to ourselves and the world around us when we claim that it only hurts just one set of people. I understand as a black man how much it hurts, but I also understand, looking at my white wife, how much it hurts her also. It's not an either or. Remember, supremacy leaves everyone broken and bloody. And we must speak to that. And sometimes, and this is the one that's, I think, the most egregious, especially amongst us as Christians, We say to people, we'll just have to wait until the races die out and assume that it's a large generational divide and that eventually we'll get over it. Look at the pictures, people. They were all young people. These were college students, grad students that were marching with tiki torches, that had their guns out, that were fighting. It was a 30-year-old woman who died, white woman who died. It was young black men and young black women that were doing their thing. You have to understand, it's not a racial divide, it's now. It's not a generational divide. It's not going to pass when people die. It's now. We as the church can pray. And yes, we must pray. And we're going to in a second. But we also must reach out and reach past just praying and do something. We cannot stay silent and be private about a thing that the gospel speaks so clearly about. We have an obligation to speak to our nation because we're the only ones with the solution. It was amazing to me, and I'll end on this. Yesterday, as I'm watching the video on CNN, as I'm rushing my kids out of the room as they announce they're going to show the video of the car driving through the crowd, the exact same time as they show that video for the first time on CNN, my wife is sending me pictures from Martin Luther King's house, sending me pictures from his gravesite where he's buried next to his wife, sending me pictures from Ebenezer Baptist Church where he said so many amazing words that our country holds to today. That my white wife is sitting at the home of civil rights in Atlanta, Georgia, literally taking in what's going on, and I'm seeing the type of hatred that is tearing our nation apart. And I realize in that moment I cannot be silent. And I would beg you not be either. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you so much. I thank you that you give us the courage, the strength, and the ability not to be silent on issues that you were never silent on. Help us, by your will, to walk into this world and to speak truth where truth needs to be spoken, to live a life that is reflective of you, that turns to you for everything. Jesus, we need you. We need you. Our nation needs you. Father, by your Spirit, empower us to continue to grow and move. Help us to see you and to love you and to walk with you and to walk in a boldness that we've never understood before. Help us not to be silent around our family and friends that would just rub this off as an issue of those people or issue of that, or it's all sides. Father, help us to call a sin a sin. Help us to name names where we need to name names, and help us to look at our own hearts and address the hurt and the pain that is there. Father, where we're silent, we cause brokenness. And I, of all people, refuse to walk around with that brokenness and bloodiness on my hands as I stand before you one day and you ask, what did I do in my nation when things like this came up? Help us not to cry silently, but to lament with our brothers and sisters. Help us not to walk on campus or walk in our neighborhoods and look at the other person and kind of stiff arm them. Help us to reach out. Help us to find solutions that are rooted in you, and not just some socioeconomic trope that makes everything work well for a little bit of time. Father, you don't bring band-aids, you bring healing. And so heal us and send us out to heal this nation. Jesus, we call on you. We ask that we are empowered by your Spirit. And where we have the opportunity, convict us to speak truth to power. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the audio of Soma Community Church, located in Jefferson City. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for the content or alter it in any way without express written permission. For more information about Soma, please visit us at www.somajc.org.